Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Brenda Easter about the economic effect of rag brine. Indianola continues to have a ton of summer events go on. Now that the rag brine visit, Warren County Fair is beginning to wrap up, Balloon Fest still going on. Just kind of talk about the success over the last week and a half and what Indianola offered.
Well, Indianola has always been a powerhouse for summer activities, and when you add rag brine, an additional 20,000 to 30,000 people to your community, you can imagine the economic impact that you're going to have, because regardless of, you know, really what they do and where they go, they're spending money. And you never really know for certain what's going to pique their interest and which of the stores in town economically are going to have the biggest impact, meaning the greatest sales. But regardless, they're going to spend money. And Rag Brine is a wonderful group. I can tell you this, that group is very gracious. And having the opportunity to interact with so many of them, it was always a thank you. Thank you for hosting us. Your town is wonderful. You have a beautiful community. They are so wonderfully nice. Just rants and raves from so many of those rag briers that our live commercial, and I believe that's what Rag Brine truly is, a live commercial of who you are as a community, was spoken very loudly in a very broad way by so many people in this wonderful community that those Rag Brine riders, I believe, will come back. In fact, I asked them to as they were leaving town. I was at one of the intersections, and I thanked them for coming and asked them to come back and see everything that we have to offer. And you'd be shocked at the number of the people that said we plan to. So, yeah, Rag Brine was a wonderful live commercial. I think everyone in this community had a great opportunity to play a major role, a leading role in some cases. And we did a very, very wonderful job. I think we knocked it out of the park. As far as the other events, we always have, gosh, visitors from the National Balloon Classic from Ireland and Scotland, and, you know, overseas international travelers come to Indianola. So again, it's another live commercial of what Indianola has to offer. And the economic impact is still very big, because while they're here, they are stopping. And I know that because I get to plan a lot of their trips, because they ask me, while I'm here doing this, what can I do at this time of the day? What can I do? Where can I go? What can I have for lunch? So they're looking for the experience. And that's one thing that Indianola should be very proud of. We have that experience that most travelers can find something that's of interest to them. So regardless, again, this is a group of people who are used to coming into a community and spending money, spending time, getting to know who we are. And again, because we're the chamber and we're a hub, we get those calls who say, we just loved your community. You just have so many interesting things, and the people are wonderful.
What is some of the feedback you've gotten from chamber members and members of the community about over the last week or so? What type of conversations have you had?
You know, it's interesting. Some of them are like, gosh, you know, we ran out of food. We ran out of this. We were so slammed that, you know, by the time the day ended, it was truly an exhilarating yet exhausting day. Many of our businesses who maybe didn't have something, goods that were for sale, still got out and met all of our visitors. And all of them have said, you know, I might not have sold much, but I had the most fascinating day meeting all of these wonderful people. And as I said, you're part of our commercial, because if we treat these people with respect and with some dignity and invite them back, they'll come. And so it will work out for everyone. You know, the next time they'll have a little bit more time to do some other things. And so the comments have been really, really well received on both ends, business side. Some of them, maybe sales weren't maybe as necessarily as important to them, knowing that they were part of the bigger picture and the welcoming side of things. Others were so busy being in business and making sales. I don't know if they probably enjoyed it as much during the time, but I know that all of them were very grateful for the people that came and spent their money here. So overall, like I said, it depends on the type of business, how well they really fared as far as the sales were concerned that day. But I think every single one of them understand and recognize the position that hosting all of these events are to our community, and that is there is a huge economic impact. Sometimes it's hard to put the dollars and signs to it, the dollar and cents to it right away, but long term, we'll continue to have the rewards from all of these people coming to visit us.
Thanks to Brenda Easter for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.